Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches. We're holding now Omar Rabba. No, it starts to be boiling. Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Nignavu, when the Tana says they were stolen, we're talking about that the item was stolen, Belistim Mizuyon, with armed bandits. Avdu, when they said that they were lost, Shetavu, Svinasa Bayam, talking about where the Shliach's ship sank at sea. Since the shekels left his possession through circumstances beyond his control, this is considered an unavoidable accident, which the shamer is potter. If Eichel Amar, Eichel says, how many, and according to whose opinion is this Mishnah, Reb Shimon, he. So according to Reb Shimon, the Amar says, Kotchel v'chai v'achar yosang, Kotchel bears responsibility to replace them. Yesh lam ayna, and therefore one takes an oath concerning them. This works well if the contribution of the chamber has not yet been collected into the basket. That stage residents of the city bear responsibility to replace the shekels. And this is that is why Rav Shimon deems the shliach liable to take a shua. Once the contribution of the chamber has been collected, the kosher min chayev echad yosan, kosher not chayev b'echad yosan. Echad yosan, the time of the Lord, the term in Allah, one collects shekels in the gizbar with intention of fulfilling the obligation of those coins that are lost on the way, al ha'govi, and for those that are collected that do not yet arrive, al ha'osaligbis, and those that are destined to be collected. So the residents of the city no longer bear responsibility for these shekels. Elam Rabbi Lazar Shvu is with the Karas Chachomi. It's a rabbinic ordinance. Shalayi Bnei Odom is Zalzal Mekdeshus. So the people should not treat Hekdesh with contempt. If they knew that there was no oath, they would just neglect the safeguard of shekels properly. The Mishnah teaches Neisu Sachar Enim Shalom. And a paid shamer does not pay if these items were stolen or lost. Rami la Rabbi Yisa bar Chama la Rabba. Rabbi Yisa bar Chama raised a contradiction before Rabba. Tanan, you learned in the Mishnah. This is Sakha Enim Mishalim. This is Sakha does not pay. Raminu, or it raises a contradiction from the Brisa. Sakha is a pay lishma sa para. One who hires a day laborer to wash the bread, the para, to ensure that it's not disqualified. Lishma is a tini, to wash the child to ensure that it remains tar from birth in order to draw water mixed with the ashes of the para. Lishma is a Zeraim, or to safeguard the seeds from the barley that will be used for the carbon aver, and nesim slays chayv b'Shabbos. We do not give him wages on Shabbos. Therefore, in a chayv Shabbos alav, the items of the esesachar, or the pail, was entrusted to wash the lost, were lost on Shabbos. Financial responsibility for their loss on Shabbos is not incumbent upon him, since it is not a shamer, for that day. Now, how is Sechir Shabbos, but if the laborer hired for a week, Sechir Chedesh hired for a month, Sechir Shana hired for a year, Sechir Shavua hired for 7 years, basically, Sechir Shabbos, the one who hired him, gives him the wages for labor before the Shabbos as well. Fika, therefore, Chayas Shabbos alav, therefore, if the item was lost on Shabbos, financial responsibility for the loss of Shabbos is incumbent upon him. My lav Hashem, was it not that he is chayav to pay for the loss he caused? As the list of the item being safeguarded includes consecrated items. This price partly rules that a shamer pays responsibility for Hekdesh. The Gemara says, late. That's not the ruling of the price. It's talking about Laf Seed Schori with regards to forfeiting his wages because he was a little bit negligent in safeguarding the items that he was entrusted. It's the Gemara's Yochi. Hachanami, the Hafsis Chori. So, my Isli Schar Shabbos. Well, what does he have wages for the work that he did on Shabbos? Well, any Isli Schar Shabbos. We don't give him wages on Shabbos. Clearly, the reference is the spot responsibility to pay for the safeguard items of himself. Ishtik. Well, so the Rabbi was silent. He didn't have what to answer. Amalei. Rabbi says to Rabbi Yisrael Barchomi, Midi Shmi Lach Ba'ah. Have you heard anything regarding this? Amalei. So, Rabbi Yisrael said to him, Hachim Rafishes. Rafishes, Peshikonami Yadei. Where they performed a kinyan with one who hired them to reinforce the commitment. They performed an act of acquisition on him. Shimon says, sacrificial animals for which one prepares is when it's ability to replace them. Our subject to Allah is no. Some of them, they do not be responsibility to replace them. Ain't no, there's no, no. Tana is committed to be a chen bar abo. Gemara says that the Tana taught the Mishnah and the Brises in the study all taught the Brises before Reb Shimon of Yisrael bar abo. For an oath concerning sacrificial animals to which one bears responsibility, one is chayav to pay, bring an offering for taking a false oath. So I apply the phrase against the Lord and deals falsely. If an oath concerning sacrificial animals for which one does not bear responsibility, one is exempt, as I read, in their regard with his neighbor and deals falsely. This reading indicates that one who deals falsely in matters related to the Lord, sacrificial animals, is liable to bring an offering of a false oath. So I believe Yisrael said to him, "Klap bilayah, isn't the opposite true? Ipcha mistar, but the opposite is reasonable. An oath concerning sacrificial animals for which one does not bear responsibility is considered to be a matter related to the Lord even more than the oath concerning a sacrificial animal for which one bears responsibility, as in the latter cause is owed owned by a person in some respect. Amalei esmaya tanasetan shayda lead the brisa because it's corrupted. Amalei loy don't lead it. Halchikam or kotcher shechay bachirison says that the sacrificial animal is for which one bears responsibility. Chayav is chayav the misrabi mashem v'chichish as it's included in the pasuk against the Lord and deals falsely. Shene chay bachirison the sacrificial animals that do not bear responsibility. Potter why the imiv ma'amisa v'chichish. It's excluded by the friends of neighbors and deals falsely. Mishnah teaches, even in case of one who sells a sefetera, a pearl or animal, those animals are not subject to halachas of eino. Even somebody who sells a sefetera, eino, why the fish ain't cates to the mill? Because there's no limit to its value. The tater is priceless. Because a person who seeks to peer them, an animal is peer with an animal of similar strength, so they can be yoked together to work the field, and a pearl is paired with similar pearl to fashion jewelry. Since there's a need to obtain a specific variant of these items, one is not particular about the price. Amar Lai, the Bais of the Chacham said to him, isn't it the case that with regard to every person, a person seeks to pair them with similar items in these circumstances? Accordingly to our explanation, the Allah would never apply. And what does Rabbi Yehuda respond? Hanich shivalei. He claims that these are significant to a person, but they're not. These are not. In other words, particularly important. It is particularly important to find a precise match for animal or pearl. Bad kama, concerning hack. Bad kama, or remember, at kama the meim up to double their value. Tanya Bidim said, "Emra afam nechasus v'sayif v'chatitim b'mochama." If a person has a horse, a sword, or a helmet during wartime, because they have chayi nefesh. Zodim Mishnah. Mishnah Amid Amid Days. Yibishnah says, "Shem shal ayno b'mekach memkar kach ayno b'dvarim." So it was an issur against ayno. It's also in cheating in business. Also, it's ayno b'dvarim. Can't tell a person things that it's going to. Verbal mistreatment. One cannot sell to us, does not say to the seller, "For how much are you selling the item?" If he does not wish to purchase, the buyer upset the seller when the deal fails to materialize. If one is about tshuva, don't say to him, "Well, remember your earlier deeds." Also, you remember your deeds of your ancestors. It says, "And a common shall not be neither mistreated nor shall you oppress." Tana Rabbani, Chum taught, "You shall not mistreat one man his friend." There it says, speaking about a verbal mistreatment. Maybe it means with money. When the Tanya says, if you just sell your colleague an item that is sold or acquired from your colleague's hand, how do you know? A moment, that's talking about it, is cheating with money. What am I learning by, and you shall not mistreat one man as friend? And as far as with regards to verbal mistreatment, how case and how so? If he was about tshuva, if he was about tshuva, Ayemalei, don't say Yisrael Nimech HaSech HaNishen, don't say remember your earlier deeds. Ima Yubben Gerim, Ayemalei Yisrael Nimech HaSech 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 if he's again, he wants to Tera, Ayemalei Pesh HaFol HaVez, the Tereim HaShkot HaMasam Balim Latere, Shem HaPiak Bura, that the mouth which ate these creatures of creeping animals comes inside Tera, that was stated from the Hashem, Im HaYisudim Bayalam, if the torments are afflicting a prison, Ima Yifalim Bayamalav, or if illnesses are affecting him, or God forbid he's bearing his children, do not say like his friends told him, is it not your fear of Hashem, your confidence, and your hope, the integrity of your ways? Remember, I beseech whoever beseech in prayer being innocent, certainly you sin, as otherwise you would have not suffered misfortune. If donkey drivers are asking to purchase grain from someone, and he's not thus so, he may not say to them, go to so-and-so and he sells grain. If he knows that about him, that he never sold grain at all. He causes the donkey driver and the would-be seller anguish. One may not cast his eyes on merchandise for sale, creating the impression that he's interested. He doesn't have money, he must leave. Because this is something which is given to the heart. The B'chol Dabur Amasu Leiv Shnamer Beivis Matechem Tenu says you shall fear Hashem. Greater is the transgression of verbal mistreatment than the transgression of monetary exploitation. Shazeh Nemar Beivis Matecha. Because here it says you shall fear Hashem. V'zel Nemar Beivis Matecha. By money does not say Beivis Matecha. B'zel Emer Zeh Begufim V'zeh Mameini. One is with the money, one is with one's body. In other words, the verbal mistreatment affects the body. Money affects only one's money. That you can pay back, but in verbal mistreatment, you can still give in restitution. Anybody who humiliates another in public is literally spilling blood. Rachman said to him, you've spoken well. It says, we see that after the humiliated person blushes, the red leaves his face and a pallor comes in place, which is tantamount to spilling blood. She said to him, the regards to one mitzvah that are particular in the careful Amalei, Bachfura Ape. For humiliating others, everyone descends the Ganim except for three. Also, everyone who goes Elohim, Kolayid and the Ganim Ridim. Everyone who descends the Ganim ultimately ascends, except three people. Somebody who marries has relations with the Ishiris, and somebody embarrasses somebody publicly. One who calls another derogatory name, Mechana Hainu Malvin, Lechida, so identical to one who shames, so why does this separate? I forgot the Dosh Bevishmei. The Gemara answers, although the victim grew accustomed to being called that name in his place, he is no longer humiliated by being called that name, since his kavod was to insult him, the perpetrator's punishment is severe.